Hello, and thank you for tuning in into our raw, juicy, and spicy podcast, Outspoken! You will not be disappointed.
If you wanted to, these expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. Hit the score, I can get them both, I don't want to choose. Hi. And I'm quick, cut a nigga off, so don't get
I literally just sipped some drink. So it's like it wasn't good. I literally just sipped some drink and we can start again.
Hey, how you guys doing?
How is everybody? Hope everyone's okay. Welcome to Outspoken.
Wagwan.
Who have I got here today? Who's here? Who's here? Chunting, painting.
Don't butter me. It's G to the I to the A.
Yeah.
And who have I got over here?
It's Miss Siobhan Watson. Yes, me.
Oh my gosh. So lovely to have you here, madam.
Lovely to have you, as always.
So lovely.
As always.
So, boy, every week I ask you this, and I feel like today, you're going to bring something.
Yeah.
So, this week, what are you angry about? What is your rant?
You know, I have an actual rant this week.
Yes. Boom.
I think I've told you this thing before. It's about people either walking in front of me slowly or doing a thing. I like walking in front of me. And I had an altercation this week. Well, was it this week? Sorry, last week I had an altercation.
What?
I did from this thing. Yes.
Wow, Shiblets.
Yes, I had an altercation. I did. Even now, I can't believe it. Mm-hmm.
So tell us
the tea. So basically, I was coming out of the station, out of West Ham station. You know, usually I get off at West Ham to change to get the Jubilee line.
Right.
And I was walking, and admittedly, at West Ham now, they're trying to have this thing whereby walk left, walk right. You have to stand on this bit on the station. Mm. And they had like a thing where the down, you can't walk down, but you can, you know, the up down. Like, you know, at Plaster Station, they have up down. That's those two sides whereby this side you walk up, that side you walk down.
Right.
So admittedly, I was walking down on the upside.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But fair enough, there was no one really there until this woman came out. So this woman was walking on the same... There's room for both of us, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And she came from her side of the stairs to now walk towards me.
Right.
And we're now both walking the opposite direction. She's walking towards me. And we're going to meet at a point.
Right.
Yeah?
Right.
So she's now walking. And she's doing it purposely. But if the woman had a newspaper, she put the newspaper in front of her face to say, I'm coming for you. I don't care. I'm hiding my face, but I'm coming for you. I'm doing it purposely. So she walked in front of me. So now we're walking. I'm walking down, she's walking up. And we've now come to a point where we're both in each other's way.
Wow.
So I was like, okay, I'm standing here now because I want, what are you doing?
Right.
And then she literally started walking, still walk towards me. So now she's pushing me. She's, yeah. And I listen, in the morning.
Can we get the race of...
Yes, she was Caucasian. She was, I think she was Polish, but I think she was one of the foreign ones. So she was like to me, as soon as she got to my parameter, I said, what are you doing? I couldn't believe myself, I'm a very calm
Literally,
person.
Literally, I'm shocked.
I don't ever, you have, it takes a lot, but in the morning, just don't try it with me in the morning. I'm that black woman, just let me go out my way, I'm walking fast, do not try and interrupt. I said to her, what are you doing? I said, you have no right. I thought I was so loud as well. I said, what are you doing? You have no right. I said, do not touch me. You have no right to touch me. And then she kept on trying to touch. She goes, no, you have no right to touch me. I said, do not touch me. I said, you have no right. What are you doing? And then she was like, and I just had to walk away. I maneuvered around her, I shoved her a little bit, and I went about my way. I felt liberated. I did. But I had to say to myself after, I said, okay, God, please forgive me, because I can't be shy like this. It was loud, you know. People had to stop and look. But you know what? Don't try with me in the morning. She got the wrong black girl at the wrong time.
Some of them are getting, no disrespect to Europeans, but some of them are getting brave.
Brazen.
You know?
Yeah, they're getting brazen.
Have you seen that clip on the bus where there's a woman and I don't know what happened. Apparently, something about, I didn't read this story too tough, but there was something about a woman and her daughter got on the bus and her daughter sat next to this European woman and she didn't want them to sit next to her.
Wow, why?
And the clip that they got, it wasn't clear, but the clip that they got, go back to Africa.
Yeah, I've seen
this. What are they doing You come to this country. You come to this country. I'm just like...
I've actually seen it, you know.
First of all, you lot are getting kicked out because of Brexit.
Exactly.
You need to fucking happening? Relax.
What is actually you happening?
You need to fucking relax, okay? Wow. Why are you now getting, like, bare confidence to tell Africans to go back?
I was so baffled at that video. I was, of course, I'm still confused. I was scratching my head.
You
I didn't
guys
understand.
Are illegal aliens, just like us.
Just calm down.
Yeah, you need to relax. Yeah,
you know,
Brexit has made some people go a bit
crazy.
They've gone a bit mad. But yeah.
Okay.
That was a nice rant.
Yeah, thank you. How was your rant? What is your rant?
I also have a rant.
Okay.
So, as you know, this past week, we have been celebrating Ghana Independence Day. And it kind of links into the body of this whole discussion today anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
So, as you do, like, normally I don't really go raving. I'm not really a fan of raving because every time I go, I get really, really disappointed.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, I need to retract what I said because I said, after what happened for Ghana Independence Day, I said, oh, I'm never going raving again. But then I clocked Shoreditch is quite lit.
Yeah,
so that one I will go.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
Like all the other ones, like outside of that parameter, I'm not
really.
I'm not doing it, Shiv. I'm
so
not.
So what happened?
Doing
How
it.
Was it? It wasn't good.
So
at all.
Obviously, it's our Ghana independence. You know, we were like one of the first African countries to gain independence and whatnot. We had a lot of freedom fighters, and you know, people. You know, blood was shed.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
So it's a very to me. I hold that day really dear to my heart.
It's
like it's a very when I read the history. Of, you know, like, the British Empire and the Portuguese Empire and what they did with the slave trade. When I read all of that, when I want to celebrate independence here, it means a lot.
Yeah, of course.
Now, what pisses me the fuck off, and this is why I stopped going to Ghana Independence Raves for a long time.
Really? So this
for
was
a
it stopped
long
you.
Time.
Mm, mm, mm.
When you enter the club, the music is lit.
Yeah.
The venue is lit.
Okay.
But people are standing there.
So no one is dancing at all.
No one is dancing.
So what are they doing? Explain.
Stunting. They're frontlining.
They're not even a little small two step.
Not even a two step.
That's bad.
Can I tell you who was two stepping?
Who?
The random white people in the club.
Wow.
I think they were Spanish.
Yeah.
There was like about maybe three of them. They were getting their life.
Is it?
They were getting their life.
Maybe was it not like a lit environment? Like
the venue. Let me repeat myself because this is something that a lot of I would say black people like to do because they buy their Gucci, they buy their Burberry and their Balenciagas and then they come out and they frontline. Yeah?
Exactly,
But let's not lie and let's be real and say that we all work at Tesco's. Like, let's not... Do you know what I mean? Like, let's not...
Work or shop?
Work, shop, live, whatever you want to call it. Yeah? We're all on minimum wage, yeah? Like...
That's so funny.
Don't come.
Yeah, don't try it. Basically.
Don't come to the club. Yeah,
it
and
is a
stand
stunt
there
playground.
and go on like, oh, you
I'm
know,
too
I'm too yeah.
Yeah
basically,
yeah.
They're acting like they're bougie and you know they're better than everybody. No, I'm too nice.
Yeah,
about,
yeah.
But you want to
yeah.
put your hand on your Gucci belt so everyone can see it.
Like,
push it a bit forward.
It's too much. It's like, I don't like them bougie environments.
Oh,
I hear
my
you
God.
Because I go to the club and then I even went to one yesterday and it was a mixture. Like some people were standing. And some people were like, to be honest, a lot of us were dancing. I was dancing because I really like to dance.
Same.
Like, I like to go out, I like to enjoy myself.
Same.
I like to stand there for a little bit, but then afterwards, when I get into it, I'm dancing.
Right.
So I can't go to a club just naturally hearing that much loud music that I like and not shake a leg.
The music was lit. It was
See?
DJ Neptizel and it was
wow.
DJ Fifi. These were amazing DJs.
So no one was dancing.
No, literally. And you know the worst bit of it all? Where I was situated was really bad because people were coming in and out. So they were scouring. You know when they scour the crowd?
Yeah.
Oh, the girls, they go around to see buff men and see vice versa.
Yeah.
That's what was going. So I had a lot of, you know when you're
shuffling.
Like, a lot of huckle and buckle.
I can't.
And I'm
that
just
shuffling
like,
thing is not, nah, no.
How,
no,
like,
no,
how do you feel
no.
comfortable going raving here? Like, this is not just any other rave. This is your independence.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
People are not seeing it like that. You're seeing it like that. And people are not even going there and seeing it like that, which is sad because you're right. This is actually a celebration.
Yeah.
So if you are going to a celebration, you're supposed to have fun. It's not a stunting environment.
Trust me.
So I get that, especially for stuff like Ghanaian independence. It's not a stunting place where you just say, oh, I'm just going to just stand there and chill. If I go to a Jamaican independence,
right,
I expect to see
right.
people having flags.
Thank you.
I expect to see
Thank
people
you.
Dancing,
Thank
brocking
you.
Out. I get
Thank
to see
you.
The whole shebang, but
Thank
people
you.
Are not seeing it as a cultural thing.
Yeah.
So they got the wrong, they got the
On
wrong
top
place.
Of that, nobody was wearing like the cultural attire.
Wow.
Yeah. It was Nobody. Like me and another girl that was wearing kente, and then the rest is all English clothes. I said, what?
No
where did I go?
Way.
Like, it's really bad.
You
the
must
culture.
Have been to the wrong one.
I think it was the wrong one I
place
went to.
Does not seem, yeah.
It was people from Planet South.
Wow.
So, because when he was, because you know when they do, when DJs go east, north, west, whatever.
Yes, yes.
People from Planet South. So I said, mm-hmm.
South London.
Do you know what? I'm not even going to go too tough on South people because I
yeah.
like some South people.
Mm-mm,
but then some
I
of
do.
Them, their behaviour
so
is
you think
a bit.
It was, but for South, I would expect that for West End people to be like, I'm not doing anything. For
nah.
South, I would expect a bit more
South are
vibes.
Bougie. Some people
they
from South are a bit bougie.
Yeah.
Some.
Mm-mm.
But yeah, that's my rant for today. Like, stop motherfucking going to the clubs and standing there
yeah,
with your fucking Gucci belt
there.
And your fucking Bentley
like,
Lagos.
Come on.
We don't give
like,
a shit.
Shake a leg. Shake yeah? a leg. At least do a little tutu. I'm not saying you got to dive in there and brock it out like
yeah.
somebody like. But I'm just saying, shake a little tutu. They're showing you're having fun because why else are you there just to stand the screw face? That
basically,
doesn't make any sense to me.
Basically.
That doesn't make any sense to
and
me.
And there were so many gorgeous girls in the clubs. I was expecting them to like go around.
They don't dance a little bit.
No.
Right.
And there was so many like guys looking in my face and whatnot. The only one that approached
me,
the only one that approached me was a Nigerian guy.
Is it?
My beautiful Ghanaian sister, like that was it.
Wow.
Like everybody else was just stunting. I was just like, what is this? I'm never gonna waste my time
yeah,
and come
wrong...
out like this.
So you need to, I think sometimes we need to go to ones where we know it's gonna be a vibe.
But this is the thing, I thought it was gonna be a vibe
That's
because of Netizzle.
Yeah.
Because he's very good.
Yeah, yeah.
And he
and
is.
Plus, for,
I'm not
gonna
take that away.
Yeah,
from
and
him.
I always say that independence raves should
be
lit.
Yes.
It shouldn't be, it's not a stunt.
Exactly.
It's not a stunt playground.
Exactly.
I don't believe that. I would never go to independence and think people are gonna stand there
Thank
and
you.
Not do. Independence party is like, you have your flags,
you
have
know?
Your culture, you talk
Trust
about
me.
Wearing their attire.
Anyways,
sorry, man, I'm sorry.
So that ruined Ghana independence for me. I said that next time I'll go abroad, like, I'm not going to be here.
I know, I get it completely.
But this all interlinks with the main body of the story.
Mm.
But what are you saying? Like, should we do a little bit of headlines? Or?
What are you thinking? You thinking a bit of headlines?
I'll just do a little two.
Yeah, go on, then.
Just
go on, then, man.
Out.
Don't mind that. Oh, don't mind a bit of headlines.
It's been dry this week.
Do you think?
There's nothing, it's not been really
not
scandalous.
Been too, nothing too spicy.
Yeah.
Mm.
So basically,
mm-hmm.
New Look are about to, they're set to close 60 stores.
Yes, I heard about this.
Do you know what? New Look, their clothes, I've been pants.
You know what?
Of
yeah,
late.
I haven't really, there's one shop I don't think I need to go to New Look. You know when you,
yeah.
you know when you go in your car, you get in your car, I say you want to go shopping.
Yeah.
It's not, New Look has never been the shop where I've been like, okay, I need to definitely go to New Look of late. I
at
haven't
all.
Been like that.
At all.
So I kind of get it.
Do you know what it is as well? They're pricey and their quality of the clothes is shit.
Yeah. They're pricey. That's a,
these
you
shops,
can't
be pricey and be shit.
These shops, they need to understand pricing is so, it needs to be so accurate.
Because
some shops, they do some dumb things. Like, I find with Zara a lot it happens there, but they have a set price for a lot of things like £22 or £40 for one shirt, £40, a coat, £40. Like, it's not equally spread pricing. It's a bit weird. So they need to analyze their prices first, then come at me because
the thing is, I don't mind spending if it's quality,
if
but
it's quality.
You look. I've bought, the reason why I stopped going there is because I used to buy tops and you put in the washing machine one time and there's bubbles.
Wow.
But H&M and another one, Select.
Select
Peacocks,
is good, you know.
Yeah.
I think Peacocks can
you
be expensive.
Wash their yeah, but you wash
but
their
the
stuff.
Quality,
I don't,
yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I don't
yeah.
mind spending
it's
if
true.
I can wash it and it's on point, innit?
It's true.
But New Look, I wash it and it's just,
it's
forget
dead.
It.
Yeah.
Forget it.
You know what, yeah, I won't lie. New Look shoes, I've always rated their shoes.
Really?
Their shoes, yeah. They've
I
got,
think they're uncomfortable.
I feel like they've got a lot of selection with shoes, you know, and I feel like you can get wide foot and also slim
Fair
foot.
Enough, yeah.
And they've got they,
yeah.
and like almost everything wide or slim, and I like that because I've got wide foot. So, you know what I mean? So I think they've always had a good selection with their shoes.
Mm.
But I don't always want to... So I actually understand why they look about me going down because they're not appealing to me. And you know what my friend said to me? My friend said that he thinks that River Island is next.
To go. Course, and Topshop.
Yeah.
Them lot are dead.
Them lot are trying it as well. They're dead. Yeah. Because River Island prices are way up and their quality, I don't know.
The quality, that's the thing. People don't, that's what everyone needs to understand. Yeah. People don't mind spending it, it's the quality.
Yeah. Like that's the thing. I bought one cardigan from River Island for my birthday, some sequenting. Rather, it was £70. The sequins were dropping off. It was like raindrops. Raindrops. Drops up. No, yeah, no, 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 no.
Can you imagine?
Swear down.
Headline number two. A lady from Kent called Caris Burke. She shot her shot. So I don't know if you've been seeing this whole
2018.
Shoot your shot. So basically,
how did she do this, girl?
Girl. So basically, what happened was the gag is. Some yodel delivery man came upon her house, dropped something, and she thought, this guy's nice.
Wow.
Went back to the group chat.
Yeah.
Was talking to the man them, telling them, oh, obviously I mean gal them.
Yeah, yeah.
Telling them, oh, you know, this guy's nice, whatever. So they devised a plan. And they ordered something in hopes that he would deliver to.
No way.
Believe. This girl was white, yeah?
Mm.
I said, you know what? I was reading. I was like, this guy is going to be black. This guy is going to... I don't know why.
This guy is going to be black. Black people.
It's only them. Believe, yeah? Wow. When he came back, she invited him in. Wow. Man sat down. She took a picture of him. Mm. But she put like an emoji on his face. Obviously, it's going to affect
him. Yeah, yeah.
And he's wearing like the brown, you know, yodel.
Is this in Britain?
Kent.
What?
Yes, she shot her shot.
Wow.
And I was just like, only them. Wow. Only them.
Wow.
Like, the way that would backfire.
He actually came in the house.
Yeah, he sat down. He's all cozy. She's taking a picture of him. He's got his legs wide spread. Like, she's about to serve him bangers on mash.
Wow.
And, you know, she's taking a picture of him.
Yes.
And she's put the emoji on the face.
Yeah, to cover his...
To cover his face, which is understandable. Mm. But I just thought, it just had to be a black boy. Because it just had to.
So what, are they together or what?
What do you mean?
Are they together?
Yeah, like, they're going out and stuff.
They're going out?
Yeah. She, you know, invited him to the house and that. So,
Yeah. That's so strange,
you know,
man.
I know.
That's really, she really go in
there. I rate her
there.
For that. I rate her.
She did go in with a plan. She had a proper plan.
For real.
Sometimes people know what they want and they go after it,
I'm sorry, for me, I cannot shoot my shot. And let me tell you why.
Why?
You see, like, you know, like PlayStation games, you know, like Mario, when they've got the heart in it, they've got the heart life, they life.
Yeah.
For me, if you reject me,
yeah,
I'm losing a life.
I get it, no, for real.
It's very serious.
I think, you know what, I get what you mean. I want to shoot my shot, but at the same time, I'm very traditional.
Have you shot your shot before?
In a sense that what, like people, like, oh, go and ask a guy to go out with me and stuff. When I was about 13,
Yeah.
That's the last time.
And that was, I died.
And that was terrible.
I had to be brought back to life.
that experience that day.
Swear.
I'll tell you guys a quick snippet of this story. It was a science trip, innit? Because I went to all girls school, a science trip. And then there was guys from another school.
Mm.
And I kept saying to them, because I used to be a daredevil, quotation mark, daredevil back in the day. Hmm. Say, I like to do adventure. So I said, okay, let me tell, I'm going to go up to these guys and say, can I get your number?
Mm.
Yeah? They said, I'll think about it. I asked about five guys. Yeah, I think about it. Bruv, that day, believe the girls that they asked, they all got numbers from those guys. They didn't ask the guy for number. Well, I did. So that day, I said, I'm a traditional girl. Guys have to ask me. Yeah. You know, putting myself through that kind of turbulence.
So I don't know how guys do it.
That's what I'm saying. So shoot my shot as in I think there's ways you can do it without having to say it vocally. There's ways that girls can be like, you know, I want to maneuver whereby they can show that I'm interested and where the guy can be, whatever. But to say, hello, I want to go out with you like that is a bit...
It's mad, isn't it?
another story for another day, man. Another story for another day.
And then my last headline for today, Zayn Malik and Gigi Hadid are over.
They're broken up.
And apparently, like, Perry was gloating.
Gloating, like laughing.
Yeah.
Is it? I would laugh too.
Why?
Mate, they were gonna get married.
Yeah, that's a bit mad. I was actually 24 though, really.
I know, but you're young, innit? And I know people get married at 24. I know, I get what you mean though, because these days, in my age now,
any
relationship under 25, I count that as null and
void.
You're just too young, sharp, man. But some people still get married at 24, let's be real. And also, for me personally, when I saw the headline, because I saw it on Twitter, and someone put world exclusive, I thought, number one, it's not a world exclusive. This is not detrimental to no one's life. And number two, I thought, rah, you guys lasted this long anyway. I was surprised. I thought 2 years.
I'm not gonna lie, I was dead. Like, I was low key very like rooting for them. Can't lie.
Was he why?
Because they're both Muslim.
You know what? Yeah, I think for me, and I think I like Zayn. I think Zayn's very sexy, man. I don't, for the Hadid family, I thought they're a bit overrated. I feel like looks wise, they're a bit
serious.
Sometimes, you know what I think here with celebrities? I have to say to myself, if I saw this woman on a normal day, I didn't know she was anybody, if I didn't know who this person was, would I think they're peng?
What, even Kendall Jenner?
Kendall Jenner, I think she's nice. Wait, Kendall Jenner was a bit about before, wasn't I? Who's Kendall Jenner again? The model one.
Yeah.
I was like, sometimes I think before as well.
Really?
I think the other one's nicer. Even though she got surgery face.
Have you seen her before? Did you see her before?
I know. It's crazy.
It was a mess.
It's ridiculous. Actually ridiculous. But
I feel bad.
I know.
But I was a mess. We
all had those times, didn't we? Even though surgery face, I still think, okay.
You prefer her. Why?
I don't know.
I prefer Kendall.
I think Kendall was a bit overrated too. I think if I saw this woman on a normal, without knowing anybody celebrity, like, you know, like Jennifer Lawrence, the actress, she's not paying like that to me. You think she's paying? Jennifer Lawrence is blonde. If you saw her on a normal day, would you look twice? You gotta think. So some girls, like, you see a normal day, you think, that's a beautiful woman. There's no exception. Right. But there's some of these celebrities that, if you see her on a normal day, would you say, this woman is true? You think, that's a pretty girl, but not the way people are hyping them up. Like, even what's her name? What's her name, that singer? I work on a day.
Taylor Swift.
I like her. I do like her, and I think she's pretty. But on a normal day, if I saw her on a normal day, she wouldn't be somebody I would look twice. Some of the models that I'm seeing on Pretty Little Thing, they're doing better than these celebrities. Some of the models I'm seeing, I'm like, yo, these models are looking chug, bruh.
I get you.
So, yeah. But, yeah, okay, I'm sad for them that they broke up. So.
Yeah.
It's sad.
I liked them. I don't know why. But I just had a soft spot for them. I really liked them. I wanted it to work, but it is what it is.
You're looking to win, isn't it?
Yeah, it is what it is.
No, I get that.
I'll mourn for them next time.
Yeah, next time.
But anyways, let's get on to the subject.
The main sauce.
The thingy of the programme.
Yeah.
Basically, this all interlinks with like the whole Ghanaian independence. I think this was like one of the worst Ghanaian independences I've ever had.
Wow.
Like,
to be honest, I didn't hear as much.
Yeah, it was very low key.
It was very low key. Yeah. Only because you told me.
Yeah.
Because usually I would hear a bit more hype, more things. Yeah.
Yeah, it was very low key. And basically, like, on the actual day, I must have gone onto Twitter.
Yes.
And there's this hashtag. Mm-hmm. And it says, like, find people from Jamaica and find people from Senegal. So anyways, now, one madam, from Nigeria, Lagos, it said find people from Ghana, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
She hashtagged, find people from Ghana, and then she put, if you know what I mean.
Mm.
So I went to open the picture, and it was pitch black.
Like, what?
No teeth.
No, nothing.
Just black.
So just a picture of black.
Just black. Just black.
What?
So I was just like, okay. So basically what she's trying to insinuate is that Ghanaians are very dark.
Wow.
Which I agree with. Mm. But it's like she's coming from an insulting.
Yeah, it's racist.
Yeah.
Mm.
You know, it's coming from, it's not coming from a good place. It's coming from, she's not trying to,
not trying to uplift anybody.
Exonerate us. No. She's trying to say this is wrong.
Yeah.
And for me, I found that, like, when I read it.
It hit your chest.
It hit my chest because it reminded me of when I was 13.
Yeah.
And people used to call me Blick, innit?
Mm.
So I was like, rah.
Yeah, hit your chest. I get that. It hit my chest. And I was like, when you showed me that, I was like... Ugh. And the thing is, I knew this hashtag thing that was going on, I knew it would end in flames. I thought, this is all fun again. First of all, it was art. Because first of all, it was hashtag people, hot people from Texas. Right. I thought, rah, Texas, okay, random Texas. Yeah, yeah. Okay, random Houston, okay. Then it got to countries, hot people from Congo, hot people from Somalia, like random places. Yeah, then it got even more better, hot people from Nigeria, hot people from Ghana. And I thought, It's not going to end well. Someone's going to do something dumb. And I saw a Jamaican one as well. Right. One girl put a Jamaican one and people were cussing, saying, you're not Jamaican. I'm saying to her, just don't mention Jamaica in your mouth. Like, that was also another issue.
Why?
And because they said that she's not pretty enough.
Wow.
Yeah. They were saying hot people from blah, blah, blah. So that was also another thing that was trending. Yeah. Wow. They were like, you're not Jamaican. You're not pretty. Like... Don't even use someone put. Don't use our country in your mouth. You don't look Jamaican.
That's
you don't look
Jamaican.
So even I was just like, right, I knew this was not gonna end well. And then you showed me that one, and I thought, yeah, this needs to stop now immediately because someone's gonna do something wild at our place, and it's gonna get offensive very soon. And it did, and I'm very disappointed. When you showed me that, I was like, nah, people are wrong. That's wrong.
I was just shocked because I felt like as black people, we had buried this whole light skin, dark skin, you know, I thought we had buried it and it was like we were just empowering each other. And to be dark skin now is very cool.
It's very in now.
Do you know what I mean? So I thought, okay, this is buried. So when she said that, I was just taken aback.
Of course.
I was just like, rah, so people actually still see me and think, too dark. For me, it gets it's a bit of a problem for me because right now I'm an advocate for little black girls, innit?
And
I don't want them to have to go through what I went
through. That struggle,
I had like aunties offering me cream.
Wow.
And I'm not gonna lie, when I was and it weren't only me, you know, like I was speaking to a friend the other day, it was a guy.
Yeah.
And him too, like he was going through this whole dark skin thing. And somebody offered him a cream and he used it.
Wow.
And he said the only way he stopped, is he saw his skin coming out into his hands.
What?
That's when he realized, like, nah, this is not gonna work.
So what happened?
So basically, even me, like, I went like proper yellow.
Yeah.
To the point where, like, my friends, this was when I was 15.
Mm.
To the point where my friends were like, no, Gia, like, your skin, like,
is it?
You've gone too, like, I think I went mad. I wish I had a picture. I went proper yellow. But with him, I didn't even know guys were going through this.
I didn't know that either. But then again, I've got something for you that will show you that guys are going through. But please proceed. Please, we'll get to it.
I was like, so I was speaking to him the other day and we were talking about this whole light skin versus dark skin thing. Yeah. And he goes, he succumbed to the pressure.
He
had like cream in the house, him and his brother.
Wow.
He's like the same skin tone as me.
Yeah.
And he said the only way he stopped is when he started seeing skin. Like
peel off
his face, like skin was coming off, and he thought, rah.
Oh my God.
Do you know what I mean? And that's when he was like, okay,
what?
And these things are harmful. Like these things are cancerous.
Yeah,
you know?
They are very harmful.
Like I think a lot of Ghanaian women, a lot of Ghanaian women have started getting cancer.
What?
Yeah, and I think they're not clocking. It's off
it's
certain
from
creams.
The stuff. Yeah,
like even
though
a woman the other day, she sued Baby Johnson.
Yeah,
because she was putting talcum powder in her minge for years.
Is it?
And it gave her cervical cancer, bro.
Shut up.
Yes.
Is it?
Yes. I stopped that ASAP. I chucked it in the bin.
Wow.
Because I've been using Baby Johnson.
Yeah,
for years, especially your legs.
I stopped using it because you know what? Yeah, I was using talcum powder back in the day, like when I was a teenager and stuff, and I started to think, why am I? I don't know what the purpose of this is.
No, but for me it was because my thighs are quite big and they rub.
So you just like to do
to
for me because I don't know what I was using it for. I think I was just using it as just spread it on my arms. And I didn't know, but I didn't know why. I don't understand the purpose.
That shit is cancerous, bro.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't understand the purpose of talcum powder. And I used to put it on my face as well.
Don't do that, girl.
Wow.
Yeah, people are getting cervical cancer from it.
Shut up.
When you're putting, Especially, so she sued them and she got like millions as well.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Because they could prove
because they proved it that it was because of that.
Yeah,
because
she was doing it constantly as well.
So we need to be careful on the creams we're using. And this is what this is why I get so upset because I don't want, because I know there's a lot of black girls, like little black girls, and I don't want them to ever go through what I went through. Mm. And for me, I just feel like, why? Like, because one thing I can respect about Garner, is the Nivea advert came out and everybody was outraged.
Yes.
And I was so happy about that.
It wasn't, no one was liking that at all.
Trust me. But for me, I feel like colorism is such a disease.
Yeah.
Because
and
it's like...
it's a disease in the black culture.
Trust me. Mm. You're cussing me because I've decided... Not like, you know what I mean?
Mate.
I've decided to stay, keep my natural skin.
And not even that is like, you didn't, like, you're cussing me. My mom said this the other day. She was like, black people are getting cussed for their skin, that they had a choice. We didn't choose this.
Trust
me. We're living our life in peace, and you're cussing me for something that God has given to me. What, why are you doing that? And I think it's what is the, like, we're already battling it from other races, but it's happening in our own race. A lot. And not even just our community, the Asian community have it a lot in their race as well, like bears. And I think because we sometimes look at Indian people, Bangladesh and whatever, as quite light skinned, and a lot of them ain't, but we don't really always see the ones that are dark skinned. Mm. But even one of my friends said to me that her Indian woman, big woman, was pregnant and she was taking skin lightening pills while she was pregnant because she was like, I don't want my daughter to be, or my son to be dark skin. They have it in their culture a lot.
Wow.
Yeah, if you look at their movies, Bollywood, they're very, very fair. Very, 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 very fair skin. They don't have dark skin. And the thing is, they have hundreds, thousands of dark skin people in their culture, but they won't push them to the light because they don't want people to see dark skin Asian people. They have very, very dark skin Asian people. Like, you would think some of them are black. You're going to see from their hair that they're not.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? But it's like for them, and because it's...
The Tamil.
Yeah. But because it's like, okay, so maybe because they have a lot more lighter skin people, they don't really accept like the darker skin people in their community. So it's worse when it's your own culture that is happening in. It's really sad.
You know?
Do you know what I mean?
And they've got like, I'm not being funny, I've got Nigerian friends, so I thought I'm not even gonna go in on your country. But you've got mascots like Bob Risky that are advocating
that's
bleaching.
That. Yeah. And making it like it's normal.
This is something that like for me, I don't know, I'm not gonna speak for the whole of Nigeria, but I'm seeing that, you know, they're proud of this like, creaming situation.
Is,
they're very
and
proud.
And his one is severe.
Yellow
skin. I don't
skin.
Think it's even cream. His one is injections. You know, people are doing this. Not even just, even the celebrities that we see. Like, because colorism is so mad. Like, even Beyonce, her dad recently.
She's got lighter,
Beyonce was, if you look at Beyonce.
Yeah. She was golden.
She was a black girl, light skinned.
Yeah.
But not like.
Proper caramel.
Caramel. Toffee. It was a toffee. Yeah, it was like, we can still see you're black.
Now she's the egg yolk.
Now she's, seriously. And I think, obviously, her dad has even come out and spoke about it on British television.
Oh, wow. And so
recently,
what?
He said, he spoke to Jeremy Kyle on This Morning.
Listen,
I've been watching This Morning on YouTube, you know.
Wow.
This Morning and Good Morning to Britain.
Right.
On YouTube, they got controversy.
Bruh.
But yeah, so he came out on the TV. He was like, oh my, he was basically saying that Beyonce is very, very successful. Mm-hmm. And one of the reasons why she's successful is because of her skin color. He said, I'm telling you this, guys, now. That's why.
Wow.
I remember, obviously, her dad is black. Black, very black man. Like, black man. So he said, this is one of the reasons why. That's why she is that successful, because what we're seeing in the culture, those successful women are lighter skinned. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
And that's what they portray in the media. That's what they've been pushing. And that's one of her reasons for her success. And the presenters were like, oh, but you know, she's very talented. She's a good singer. She's a good dancer. He said, I'm not saying that. I'll never say that my daughter's not talented. I know my daughter. She is banging.
Mm.
But one of her reasons why she's this successful is because of her skin tone. And I will tell you that as her father. I'm not coming to... I'm a father. I used to be her manager. I know the industry at the back of my hand. It's because of her skin. Yeah. He proper came out. And if it's in our culture. It's been in our culture for time. And I don't know. Even though we're celebrating black people now, I really just hope it's not a fad. Like, it's not going to just die out. Because
right.
I've been seeing stuff where black people are still cussing off dark skinned people. He was saying this, there was another girl on Twitter, and I had to even say, listen guys, we're fighting her, but she's young, she's dumb. She's very dumb for saying what she said. Because she basically put a picture of B-Money from Backchat and Stormzy. Mm-hmm. And she must have... So I think she put a picture of B-Money first. I said, look at this, like, black shit. Look at his face. And she put an emoji picture of the black moon. You know the black moon? And saying, this is what he looks like.
Wow.
And believe her, Avi, her profile picture is black girl magic. So everyone was like... You're saying black girl magic, but yet you're not supporting black people.
Yeah.
How you say this? And she put another picture of Stormzy and said, "This I do not like black like this." She put a picture of Stormzy and she put a picture of, what's that Wakanda guy that everyone's...
Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah, Michael B. Jordan. She put a picture of them back to back. She goes, "This is the... I do not like Stormzy. I don't like him. Look at his complexion. I do not like him. He's dark. I don't like this blick complexion. I don't like it, this blick thing. I prefer this. This is my preference." And they keep hiding this racism under preference talk.
Wow.
So it's like, you've been looking at it and people are actually cussing and saying, "Oh, but it's my preference." But are you being racist or are you showing colorism?
But I'm not being funny. I have a preference, but I don't cuss. Like, skin tones or races or... Do you know what I mean?
This is a big thing.
I don't see the need to. Exactly. I don't need to cuss them. That's my preference. Having a preference, you don't have to be disrespectful.
You don't have to disrespect me.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? Like, what is going on here? So people even saying... Because this is a very good talk. I've got other things for you, girl. Like, people saying that the word blick... Mm. Like, for me, that's offensive.
Right.
But some people are trying to say, "Nah, I'm just calling the person blick because they are blick." I find the word blick offensive.
Yeah.
Do you not find that offensive?
It's very offensive.
Yeah. And it's always been associated to something of negative connotation.
Yes, exactly.
So now you're trying to say blick as in, "I'm not being offensive, I'm just saying that they're
you're
blick."
You're stating, no.
No, you're being rude.
No, it's an urban word. It's not even like, it's not Collins dictionary thing. It's an urban word that you've made up for, like, disgustingly black.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's just not a good word.
Yeah.
So it's just like, you know, I just feel like it's just disgusting that, because one of my girls yesterday, we were actually having a debate, and she was like, "How can you expect other races not to be racist to you when you're racist amongst yourself?"
Exactly.
And I said, "Well, you know, and why do black girls change like their hair and like we wear contacts and stuff to be like as if it were trying to get like European standards and stuff?"
Yeah.
And I said, "Listen, you're a light skinned Asian, so you don't understand. If you come out every day, every single day, somebody's like, 'You're ugly, you're ugly, you're ugly, you're ugly, your skin's not nice, you're ugly, your hair's not nice,' every day, and I'm not even exaggerating, it could be like, I could just be..." It was crossfire shots all the time. I could be walking, "Oh, Gia, your skin is too dark. I'll be going to the station, you know. Imagine this. Your skin is a bit too... Come to my house for some cream." Cool. That's auntie. "Get to school now. Oh, you're bare blick, man. You're a burger." Imagine, this is in one day. You're an Asian. You're a light-skinned Asian.
Like, you're coming to talk.
So nobody's... Do you know what I mean? Nobody said anything, so you don't understand.
Exactly.
But imagine me every day. Thank God, I've got thick skin in it. And now, I'll cuss you out. Like, if I hear that, I'll cuss you out. But back then, I don't blame myself, my younger self.
I don't blame,
for wearing green contacts, for creaming myself, because it was every day.
Wow.
Even I'll come home and my mum will tell me, "You're too dark."
Wow.
Imagine.
Like, it's a lot.
There was no rest. No let up.
So
when I see all these like black women and they go and do stuff like lighten their skin, change their hair, I don't blame them.
Yeah.
Because you want rest.
You want rest.
Even now, I have a bit of an edge problem and I'll go to like the hair salon.
Yeah.
"Oh, you know your hair, like, it's embarrassing."
Embarrassing?
One woman told me, she was like, "Yeah, your hair's embarrassing.
Wow.
You need to do something about it." I'm like, I've had thin edges since I was 13.
It's crazy, yeah.
Like,
it's
people
crazy.
Feel
people
the need
don't, yeah, to be to come saying stuff.
And tell you stuff. Somebody can tap you.
Mm.
Like, I remember one time I just came back from Ghana.
Mm.
And there was this little boy, and he tapped his mum. Was like, "Mummy, why is that girl so dark-skinned?"
Wow.
So imagine if you're getting this every day.
Time.
This is conditioning.
Yeah.
This is conditioning. Yeah. This is the world, the society telling me,
for
your
real.
Skin is not
it's
right.
Not acceptable, and it's crazy.
And it's your own skin. Yeah. There's nothing I can do. So you want me to put cancerous cream on myself?
Exactly.
So
to
that don't be an eyesore
you. Do you know what I mean?
To you.
Wow.
Like, it's a very disgusting disease to have.
It is.
And I think it's worse than racism. Like, it just makes no logical sense.
For real,
and when
for
you
real.
Deep it, yeah, it comes from the paper bag system.
Of course.
The house slaves and the field
slaves.
It's still
slavery. It's still slavery.
That is what you're
That's
doing.
That's all it is.
You're it's
slavery. It derives all from slavery.
Trust me.
And we're still bringing that into... And the thing is, black people have that instilled in them from then, and we're still bringing that into the modern day. And trying to say that you're not... And putting class to it. Like, it happens all around. It's happening
because
all around the world.
I generally believe, that... Black people, when we were wherever we were, I don't think we cared about skin tone.
No,
I don't think we cared.
Back in the day before we were
like slaves. Before slavery.
Yeah, we didn't care.
Wherever
we were happy.
I don't think we cared.
Yeah, it wasn't even
this
about
paper bag
thing
of light is right. It's a very disgusting disease.
Disgusting
thing. People don't understand. It was brought to divide and conquer.
Exactly. It has successfully. And if we're gonna keep going on about it like that, it's gonna keep dividing and conquering us every time. Because we're not seeing that what we're saying is wrong.
It's wrong.
Like, it's very wrong. It's very, very wrong.
For years.
Yeah. And you know, it's sad because it's actually sad, man. Like, black people who are lighter skin, they're getting treated better than black people that are darker skin. And
it's actually a mental problem.
Yeah, it's a mental problem.
It's a mental problem.
And it's been ingrained.
Yeah.
How can we
eradicate it?
Yeah.
We need to keep on with this whole, like, black girl magic
movement.
And
yeah.
make sure, because when I see, I'm sorry, I'm very biased because I feel like light-skinned kids, they already get the attention. So
yeah.
I will say you're pretty, but for a black, like a darker girl,
you
will pull
to,
you to the side
and
I'll be like, you know, you're very beautiful.
Yeah, you're valued.
You have beautiful skin.
Exactly. And actually remember this. Because you know what it is? You're actually right. Because, I mean, I get it. Like, black people in general, we get a tough ride.
Mm.
But when you deep it, like, if you're lighter skinned, I'm not gonna... Some people, they get offended when... Some light skinned people get offended even hearing this because they're like, no, I don't like this rubbish because it's terrible to say this.
Mm.
But I'm just gonna state it because this is what I've seen. Like, if you're lighter skinned, you do get a bit more better treatment.
Yes, you do.
It's
the reality,
Like, you will get a bit more even leeway in life.
Yes, yes.
Like, sometimes white people are not as...
There is light skin privilege.
Yeah, they're not as so... Oh, I'm afraid of you if you're a light-skinned person.
Right,
they can
accept
you more
right.
even in the workplace.
Right.
Do you get it? When you're a dark-skinned girl, it's a different dynamic. Or even not even dark-skin, even sometimes as a black girl, we're not too yellow.
Yeah.
It's a different dynamic for you. It's a different treatment.
Yeah.
So I know some people will be like, oh, I don't want to hear about this light-skinned, dark-skinned thing, but
it's still going on.
It's there. And we need to just remember that we're all one, like, regardless, we're all one. Because it's the case of if some dark, lighter skinned people start thinking that, I'm bougie, I'm this, I'm that. This is how it doesn't get eradicated. No,
right.
let's start from both men and women. Even our men.
Mm.
Why are we chasing more lighter skinned girls than darker skinned girls? What is happening? We have to understand what's happening in our brains.
But for me, you know what? I felt like, I don't know how it was for you, but I felt like I was seeing a lot of change. Same skin tone coloured couples.
Because
before it used to always be a mixed race girl with a black guy.
Yeah.
Like a dark
skin guy. Or
seeing
it like in the media or...
Now I'm seeing like black on black.
Black
and,
on black.
Or light skin on light skin.
Yeah, I've seen a bit more.
It was a level playing field.
Yeah.
So when I saw, like I said, when I saw that, I was like, whoa, this is a blast to the past.
So have you heard about the, what's her name now? Just on the tip of my tongue.
Mm-hmm.
What's her name? Naked New Girl.
Oh, Steph London.
Steph London.
Yeah.
Have you seen the controversy that she's been in recently?
Jesus, this woman. Go on.
Have you not known? So basically, Steph London, like ages ago, before she was famous, apparently tweeted about dark-skinned people and said, like, obviously, what is all this stuff about? I'm light-skinned. We all know you want to be like me.
Wow.
Something like that. But this girl, to this day, so she obviously, you know, people, now everything that we tweet now, when we get famous, they're going to dig, you know.
Yeah, of course.
People literally will go through your timeline and go from
I haven't said anything
Controversial. Yeah, do not say anything controversial is a wrap for you. Because even stories just to be like, sorry if I said anything about gay people. He himself doesn't know, but he's thinking maybe in my past, about it. So let me just apologize for now.
Yeah.
Because people are going to dig up my whole history.
Right.
So I also digged her up and saw this tweet saying that, basically, you dark skinned people want to be like us. Obviously, you know you like, you want to we are better. Something along those lines, didn't it? This girl has denied. Said it wasn't me. I didn't tweet that. They're like, it came from your account in 2013. Like, what's going on? For me, just admit you said. Yeah. Just say I said even what
Adrian,
I said.
Adrian
said what he said.
He said he apologized.
And he apologized. Said, listen, at that time in my life, I was ignorant. I said what I said, and I'm not the same person. I apologize.
Yeah.
This girl tried to say I will never.
Because her man is black. Yeah.
And she said, oh, you know what? Yeah. Look at the tweets I took about black women. I always empower. I always try to inspire black dark women. I would never say this. Just say what you said and said I apologize. Keep it moving. Because that's what you said, didn't it?
Yeah.
And if it's a case of people of a lighter skin complexion start thinking that they're bad, because some of them do.
Some of them, they like to go like they don't think they're bad, but they do.
Some of them do. I've experienced that some of them, they do think they're bad because that their skin is lighter.
Right.
Where does this come from? Like, you know, if you don't know nothing, you know, if you're a child, and like this is, and you've been seeing this from childhood and no one's told you. What makes your life feel like you're badder? Because I don't understand.
Because if society constantly is telling you and they're constantly putting you on
pedestal. And showing you like this.
Then obviously so you're going to get gassed.
You'll start thinking that from young.
It's like, for instance, if I have a big bum and every guy's like, big bum. I'm going to get gassed.
I'm going to get gassed.
It's the same thing.
Naturally.
I feel like some of them, I'm not going to say all, because some of them are very humble and down to earth.
Exactly,
But I feel like that, before, I used to see like really, really like bougie, light-skinned girls. Now I don't see, I feel like there's more...
Different.
I think everybody's calmed down. It's just that one, it's just that one tweet that I was like, rah, this is still right.
So did you tweet back? Because you said something back.
I think I said, because somebody must have tweeted back here, and it was a Ghanaian, it was funny because it was actually a Ghanaian man.
Is it?
That tweeted her back. And this Ghanaian man particularly... I'm surprised that he says something because...
Wow, because he's not that kind of guy.
Because he's light-skinned.
Oh, is it?
And he's like yellow.
Yellow, proper yellow. Yeah, yeah.
So she must have said, find people from Ghana if you know what I mean. And he said, rather be black than bleach our skin like y'all. He means like...
Yeah, like your guys.
Nigerians.
Yeah.
The women in Nigeria are white and the men in Nigeria are black. An entire nation looking like piano keys. And that made me feel so good because I was like, out of all people,
you,
it's a light skin.
Yeah,
because he can just, because I've seen a couple of light skin Ghanaians, they're quiet.
Yeah.
They're very quiet.
And they don't say nothing.
Do you know what I mean? But for him, I thought, you know what? And he has a lot of followers. He's a comedian.
Yeah,
he's quite popular. So I thought for him to say that thank
good.
God.
Yeah, somebody,
that's what I love, that Ghanaians are coming through for each other.
Exactly.
Where it wasn't like that back in the day.
Good.
Oh my God, you got shots. That was you. Wow, you're dying. Wow. But now, but you know who kept me going, funnily enough?
Who?
Jamaicans.
Wow, is it?
Jamaicans.
Is it, yeah?
Jamaicans, I'd say, I'm not, I don't want to put you all under one umbrella, but I'd think it's Caribbeans as well, because, and I think it's from the Windrush community. Because I feel like they knew what I was going through. Like, they would literally call me, come here. You know you got pretty skin.
And that time,
it's like, when I say that, I'm like,
what are you doing?
What are you saying?
Wow.
Beautiful skin.
Yes, Jamaica.
Do you know what I mean? They're the ones, like, I had a neighbour called Mary. She was upstairs. And then I had Nanny Aggie that lived here. I have another woman. She still comes and kisses me every day.
Wow.
I think they saw that people were not nice to me.
Yeah, so they knew.
So they thought, nah.
Nah, it's not
they've
that
come, because what I respect her, but obviously they came when things were right.
Crazy.
Here,
crazy.
And it was just... I think they were the kind of people that wouldn't even allow their sons to go out with a white person.
Yeah, of course not.
Because they were like, you know what happened when we came
here?
Yeah,
like, it's not even about that.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think they were more like, it was more my Ghanaian aunties that were telling me to cream, like, oh,
wow,
I just cream.
Wow.
But the Caribbeans.
They were like...
Even my friend's mum used to always tell me, oh, your skin.
Nice.
Your skin. And it was only Caribbeans that kept me afloat.
Wow.
If it weren't for them, mate, I would be looking like Little Kim right now.
Seriously?
Honestly, I'll be looking like a Chinese geisha woman.
Wow.
Like, literally, I would have done something.
I'm so... That's because, really happy. That's happy.
They're the ones that made me put down the cream.
Exactly.
Like, for a good year, I was bleaching.
Wow. Because, you know, Jamaicans, like, the thing is as well, because Jamaican culture, they have that in there. We also have, like, a lot of stuff with skin bleaching creams as well is also quite rife in our country. But at the same time, we have a country that's very dynamic in skin. Right. We have a lot of dark skin people as well. Right. And so it's like, for us, I feel like even with my family, it's always been we've embraced our skin tones. Because I have a lot of dark skin people in my family. I'm not yellow like that either. Mm. So it's like we embrace our skin. Do you get what I'm saying? So I get that. I get that completely. And I feel like we try to make sure that we are understanding that we are black and we are proud to be black. But despite that, don't get me wrong, there is a bit of people that are like, they still do it. Do you know what I mean? Mm. But we try to say, like, you know what, nah, we're black, we're Jamaican, we're proud to be black. And for me as well, because I know a lot of Jamaicans are quite yellow as well. And my family, some of my family are yellow. And some of my family, we're not. We're literally just normal, like, black people. Mm. But I know for some people outside of my family, they've been like, oh, well, are you sure you're Jamaican? Because you're not that light-skinned. They said that to me before. I've had that. Wow. Yeah, they've been like, are you sure? There's one girl in school, she used to be like, you're not Jamaican, you're not, because back in the day I used to wear extensions, like normal hair, not weave, like actual single plaits extensions every day back in the day, innit? And my group of friends, don't get me wrong, group of friends are quite Nigerian girls. I had Nigerian and Caribbean, but there was a lot of Nigerian girls in my school regardless anyway. And they were like, are you sure you're even? The Caribbean girls were like, are you sure you're even Jamaican? You're not, you're like, you wear extensions every day. Just dumbness, you wear extensions every day. And you're not even that light, you're not light skin like that, like, you're not even yellow, so I don't know. Like, it was that criteria, because the criteria was you had to have, because those Jamaicans were always, those Caribbeans will know that you have hair on your head, you have loads of, like, your hair was long. Like, that was one the criteria. You have to have long hair, and your skin had to be, if it have long hair, your skin at least had to be a little bit, it wasn't dark, you weren't a dark skinned girl. And for me, I wasn't a light, so it was like, okay, you're not Jamaican. Do you get what I'm saying? So it was a bit of a problem. But God is good. Like you said, God is good, man. Do you know what I mean? Thank God for thick skin, because, you know, I don't want my daughter to have to go through any turmoil like this.
Especially that you said that you want to specifically go out with a dark-skinned man.
Yeah,
your child will probably be my complexion.
Yeah. I don't want
and
my
daughter
to be...
And you don't want her to go through that.
...any kind of trouble. And I'm going to have to make sure I instill in my daughter every day. Or my son... that, you know, you're black, you're beautiful, you are black, you're beautiful, you're a king, you're a queen. Do you get what I'm saying? Just keep instilling that into them, making sure they understand, because it's long. Yeah. And I get it. Like, I feel like, you know, if the media's going to keep showing one type of beauty, they are changing slowly but surely.
Yeah.
But if it's going to be one type of beauty, we're not gonna have the full empowerment that we need to go out there and fight the world. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, for real.
And it has to start at home. It has to start in our own community, because if it was starting even black people, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Because how can you have colorism? And the thing is, I get it. I think that, but you know what? Yeah, I was going to even say to you, even with white people, Caucasian people, I feel they have small colorism with them as well.
What? Only with ginger, with pale skin.
Pale skin.
Yeah. Some and of I them, think pale skin is beautiful.
I think pale skin is beautiful. And for some of them, it's like, nah, pale skin is disgusting. Wow. Like, they're proper, like, you need to have a tan, like, get a tan, mate. Like, even my one person that I know, she said to me, oh, you know, she's a white woman. She was like, oh, I don't like this certain celebrity. And I was like, oh, let me see. We'll talk about actors. I can't remember what actor it was. Some random British actor. And I was like, oh, he's nice. Like, white man. I was like, oh, yeah, he's actually quite nice. He's attractive. She goes, no, I don't think I like him. I said, why? He's quite hammy.
What the hell?
I said, what's
that?
I said, ha?
What's that mean?
What's hammy? She goes, yeah, he's hammy. Like, you know when you have your skin and it's like ham skin, like pinky, like it's that kind of pinky complexion. Yeah, I don't like that. Don't like it. And I was like,
you don't like a person because of tone,
because of skin.
That's mad.
She would like, the skin is too, you know, that white hammy kind of skin. I don't like it. And I, you know when you literally like, I don't know if I am allowed to laugh or if I'm allowed to. I'm confused.
Yeah.
I'm probably confused because I'm thinking, but you're white. You are white. Yeah. I could call you hammy. You ain't tanned. You're a white woman.
Yeah.
So I was so surprised. I thought, I'm not going to laugh at that because I don't know. That's not my place. You know what I mean? So for some of them, some of my white friends, they're like, I don't like to show some of my skin because in the summer, because I'm a pale skin person and I'm going to, other people gonna look at me and think you're disgusting, you're pale, and I don't like this pale thing. That's why a lot of them are running to the tanning salons, running for the tanning creams. They this run. Mess. They're telling me, Siobhan, please buy me tanning cream on your way. Like, all this stuff.
Wow.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, all this kind of stuff. One of my friends like, Siobhan, please buy me tanning mittens. Bruv, I bought her a plastic bag.
Mad.
She said, that's not what I used to tan. I don't know. They run into tan. So I think in all cultures, they have small things that, but black people, we have it loads. And I think we need to eradicate this because we can't be having someone putting black Ghanaian and putting black. That's rude. That's, for me, very offensive.
Yeah, yeah.
So I get your aggravance there. I really do. And we need to change, man.
Yeah.
We need to change.
But yeah, that's all I've got to say, really. But that is our subject for today.
That's subject for the day, man.
Feel free to tweet us. We need to get this email up and running, girl.
Yeah, we do. don't worry, we're gonna get emails to you.
We need to get it.
It's about to do list.
You know, for real. But yeah, so it's bye bye from me.
Bye from me. And what's your handle?
Oh, my Twitter handle is just all one word. So it's all Gia Tabasco, TABASCO.
Yeah.
And for you?
And mine is Siobhan_Watson. Just even Siobhan Watson. Siobhan, SHIVON. Not the usual Siobhan spelling. So, yeah. Get us, guys. Do you know what I mean?
For real.
All right, then.
Bye.